There are new developments at New York City's controversial jail, Rikers Island. A 26-year-old incarcerated man died yesterday at the jail. He had been in custody since 2019. Gilberto Garcia was the 18th person to die in the custody of New York City jails or just after release this year. That's the highest mortality rate in the city's jails in a decade. And just yesterday, a corrections officer was stabbed 15 times by an imprisoned person. He survived the attack. Conditions on Rikers Island have long been deplorable, but this spike in deaths has renewed calls to close the prison. Joining us now is Matt Katz, a reporter with WNYC and Gothamist. Matt, hello.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me on.
So, Matt, what do we know about Gilberto Garcia's death?
We know it was, as you stated, 3 years after he was incarcerated. He was waiting on a hearing. We have not had an official determination from the medical examiner about the cause of death, but we do know that death rate at Rikers Island has increased dramatically this year, and actually over the past 2 years. And most of the deaths appear to be suicides and drug overdoses. Fentanyl is running rampant through the facility, and overdoses have become quite common, and deadly overdoses are unfortunately increasing in frequency. So that's the backdrop to all of this. But as you said, I mean, the population of the jail is smaller than it was over 10 years ago, but the death rate is much higher.
And like you just mentioned, Gilberto Garcia had not yet been convicted of any crime. Most people at Rikers haven't been convicted of a crime, many being detained simply because they can't afford bail. Last month, you published some pretty horrific images that you got in a Freedom of Information Act request of what it's currently like inside the jail. Can you tell us what those pictures showed?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you have people packed into the intake facility, which is where they're brought when they're officially when they're arrested and then dropped off at Rikers. And it's so crowded in there that there's limited access to bathrooms. So we have pictures of people, literally incarcerated people, defecating in their pants and not getting a replacement of new pants over a course of 10, 12 hours. We have just dilapidated facilities, garbage everywhere. I mean, really horrific type stuff. And as you said, these pictures came to light because prosecutors in Manhattan were actually shown the pictures. The DA in Manhattan, district attorney, wanted his prosecutors to see what life was like inside Rikers because that's where they're essentially sending people when they ask for high bail, or they ask to upcharge something to force somebody in these jails. It was an effort to decarcerate, to bring the jail population down by saying, listen, prosecutors, don't send people into this facility as often as you do, because it is so just dramatically inhumane. I mean, we have videos of people having a cardiac arrest or overdosing, and there's no officers or medical staff to help them. And other incarcerated people are actually carrying them to the infirmary because nobody else is available to assist them.
And I mean, that's dire. What has been the response from law enforcement, from jail officials?
Yeah, I mean, they say that they're working in a dysfunctional system. And the new administration, Mayor Eric Adams, who just came into office less than a year ago, said he's trying to fix it. Outsiders and critics and lawyers and activists, they say that the system is absolutely broken. And the only way to fix it would be to bring in what's called a federal receiver. This would be somebody who is appointed by a federal judge. And this is something on the table right now that could happen soon. And this federal receiver could break union contracts, could force staffers who now have unlimited sick time to come back to work, could change all kinds of rules in the facility. And that's what defense attorneys and activists say is really the only way to fix this deadly situation at Rikers Island.
Although, and I wonder, you mentioned the mayor, Eric Adams. Previous mayor, Bill de Blasio, has said that Rikers should be closed within the next decade. Yeah. Is that even on the table for the current mayor?
It is, and it's actually underway. I mean, there are four smaller jails that are being constructed around New York City that are supposed to take detainees from Rikers Island by 2027. However, Mayor Eric Adams, who had supported this closure of Rikers Island, is seemed a little bit cooler on it recently. And more to the point, his NYPD, his police department, has gotten a lot more aggressive with arrests. And in order to close Rikers, they need to depopulate it. The population of incarcerated people in the city has to go down about 2,000. So it's going to require not just a mayor who believes that Rikers needs to be closed and move these folks to other jails, but also a mayor that doesn't believe that arrests need to be the emphasis behind public safety.
Thanks. That's Matt Katz, WNYC Gothamist reporter who covers criminal justice. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Deepa.